The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
Again, Jesus left the district of Tyre and went by way of Sidon to the Sea of Galilee, into the district of the Decapolis. And people brought to him a deaf man who had a speech impediment and begged him to lay his hand on him. He took him off by himself away from the crowd. He put his finger into the man's ears and, spitting, touched his tongue. Then he looked up to heaven and groaned and said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." And immediately the man's ears were opened. His speech impediment was removed, and he spoke plainly. He ordered them not to tell anyone, but the more he ordered them not to, the more they proclaimed it. They were exceedingly astonished, and they said, "He has done all things well. He makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." The Gospel of the Lord. This past Wednesday, we observed once again, at Pope Francis's request, the World Day of Prayer for the Care of Creation, and began what Pope Francis has inaugurated as the Season of Creation, which continues until the Feast of St. Francis of Assisi on October 4th. Pope Francis' communication on Wednesday outlined our responsibilities in relationship with nature, and as never before has called on all countries to appeal, especially industrialized countries, for a common commitment to stop the indiscriminate abuse of our planet's resources. Sadly, like so many issues today, the truth of climate change is held hostage as intellectual property claimed by partisan politics. Pope Francis, with his encyclical given 6 years ago, Laudato Si, pleads for us to recognize the signs of the times and see the alarmingly increasing environmental disasters, floods, storms, fires, the disappearance of indigenous populations and species of plants and animals, and the famine and economic collapse of poorer nations. He pleads for us to see these not as intellectual property, but as reality. Reality which represents a desperate need for action. Pope Francis in Laudato Si expressed the hope for an alliance between humans and the environment after the example of St. Francis of Assisi. The concept of integral ecology, as it is now known everywhere, acknowledges that whatever is happening, whether epidemic or climate change, every aspect of life has relevance, social and economic, moral and political. He addresses everything that affects the lives of the poorest and the most fragile, and appeals to a collective and solid commitment to take responsibility for a culture of care that keeps human dignity and the common good at its center. A culture of care that guards and promotes justice, equity, security, and environment as central priorities. Faithful to the Judeo-Christian tradition, the Pope celebrates the creation of the human person as the highlight of creation. But the dominion over creation given to us by the Creator is not a license for exploitation, rather a call to responsibility. The goods of creation are meant to be shared with everyone, not merely those who have greater technology or military strength. On the occasion of this anniversary this week, a virtual summit on climate took place on the initiative of the United States with 40 world leaders to begin preparations for the 2021 United Nations Climate Change Conference in Glasgow, Scotland, November 1 through 12. Pope Francis has committed to ensuring that the Vatican City-State reaches zero net emissions before 2050. Intensifying environmental management efforts which have already been underway for a few years, which will provide water and energy, efficiency and sustainability. In his vision, nations help less fortunate nations to accomplish these goals. We don't have to search far in the gospel for the foundation of these values. Pope Francis' teaching on creation leads us to healing. I don't know, I'm sure you remember his prayer before the Blessed Sacrament in an empty, rainy St. Peter's Square on March 27, 2020, at the height of the pandemic. Perhaps you remember vividly. He prayed, "God, in this world that you love more than we do, we have gone ahead at breakneck speed, feeling powerful and able to do anything. Greedy for profit, we let ourselves get caught up in things and lured away by haste. We did not stop at your reproach to us. We were not shaken awake by wars or injustice across the world, nor did we listen to the cry of the poor or of our ailing planet. We carried on regardless, thinking we would stay healthy in a world that was sick." Of course, throughout his pontificate, Pope Francis has been pointing us towards the people on the margins and trying to awaken our Christian compassion to overcome indifference to their suffering. He has warned us against an over-dependence on electronics and technology to the exclusion of genuine human encounters. He has invited us to take the invitation to holiness and sainthood seriously, and he has challenged us to become engaged in a mission we have received from the risen Christ, rather than wait for someone else to build up God's kingdom. Well, how can we, is it up to us to build up God's kingdom? How can that be, especially now that we, the most powerful nation in the world, are so aware of our uncomfortableness of our own vulnerability at a time of pandemic? Always go back to the scriptures. Listen to these words in today's context. Thus says the Lord, "Say to those whose hearts are frightened, be strong, fear not. Here is your God. He comes with vindication. With divine recompense, he comes to save you. Then will the eyes of the blind be opened, the ears of the deaf be cleared. The lame will leap like a stag, and the tongue of the mute will sing. Streams will burst forth in the desert and rivers in the steppe. The burning sands will become pools, and the thirsty ground springs of water." One can't listen to these words today without thinking about the pandemic, the drought, the famine, the burning forests and towns, and the flooding rivers. As well as the Lord's justice, which opens the eyes of the unjust and gives people on the margins a voice. He will restore the proper order of his creation. And now, listen to the gospel. The same impediment of speech and deafness is approached by Jesus. All were exceedingly astonished as they said, "He has done all things well. He makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." Their faith brought the deaf man to him, and they begged Jesus to lay his hand on him. It is true we must do all we can to build up this kingdom of God, the new creation which is to be transformed by God into the fullness of his life. It is his gift to us, not as a possession, but placed in our stewardship, our care. But we are confronted with so many barriers, infirmities, and our own powerlessness. So we must turn to the Lord as well and beg him to lay his hand on this earth so troubled. His power of healing is the power we need, and the source of our healing, which must go to work in our own hearts and convert us first. Was it St. Augustine who first said we must pray like everything depends on God and work like everything depends on us? The sixth anniversary of Laudato Si is a reminder that the clock is ticking. If we have done little with this encyclical, and if we have done little to examine our own lifestyles, and if we have done little to advocate for a change in policies or to act for the promotion of good policies and pacts, may our recent experiences of vulnerability and the teachings of our faith prod us into action now. May we be about the healing of our suffering world as we also regain our health.